What's up, niggas and niggettes? It's your boy King Sesson Devil, aka Lump here, the nigga with the lump in his head.
Sit your motherfucking ass down.
Philadelphia women are some of the toughest men I know.
Fuck you!
Let's start a petition to free Bill Cosby.
What?
So grandma had to walk.
Bro, shit was the wizardy.
You checked into Lump Heads Podcast.
What's up, you ugly bastards? You already know what it is. The king has returned. It's your boy Lumphead, the nigga with the lump in his head, aka King Sesson Devil. And this is a Lumphead Podcast bonus episode. I've been down for the last couple weeks. I had to get surgery. You guys know I had to get my nuts fixed. You know I'm still medicated. I'm on the morphine. I'm on the Percocet. But I'll be back January 27th with all new episodes. You know, I'm dropping new shit every fucking Wednesday. So make sure to stay tuned into my podcast. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to give me 5 fucking stars. You know, I appreciate that shit. But this bonus episode, I sit down with my man Kane Black from the Battle Academy. We talk about the first time we got STDs, having sex with prostitutes, how my main man, my homie fucking told on me, and what the people we ride back to my house. This episode is super funny, it's super crazy. I go live on Instagram at least once or twice a week. So if you like funny Instagram lives and content like this, feel free to check me out at King Sesson Devil, a Lumphead Row. And one last thing before we get into the content, you know you can help a fat bastard out by donating. I now got a Patreon, patreon.com/lumpheadrow. You could donate. All proceeds go to my fat ass. Help me upgrade my equipment. Help me put some chicken sandwiches in my belly. Help me feed my baby mamas. You know, anything helps. Feel free to donate. And if you can't donate, it's free to like, comment, and share. And I would really appreciate that. And one last thing. I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in to my podcast. I got thousands of streams now from all over the world. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to India. Shout out to Republic of Russia. I love everybody that tunes in, man. I really do appreciate everybody giving me a platform and a way to speak my voice. We back January 27th, all new episodes. I hope you're enjoying this bonus episode. Lumphead out.
Shout out to KK. That's my shit, though.
Tata about to drop something soon, too.
Yeah, I be on Tata Weed.
Yeah, he about to drop something, too. I told him he got to just be all singing, though. We ain't rapping no more. We singing.
Bro, that nigga's crazy.
I told him you got him with that P&B rock shit.
That P&B crack, bro.
No. That P&B heroin, you feel me?
That PCP rock.
Done, bro. He gotta come out singing. I told him the bitches ain't trying to hear on with the Trey Pound and all that. He gotta come out singing, like.
No, you gotta get a bitch that rap about. You gotta rap about tricking.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can have a bigger Chanel bag in the store if you want it.
You gotta rap about tricking.
That's my shit. I'm gonna eat your pussy and buy you a burger bag. They gonna love it. All you gotta
like, yeah, I like my toes suck.
I'm gonna look the back of your feet and buy you a car. They gonna love it. They gonna love that
nasty shit. Then blow a bag. No, you gotta pick one. Blow a bag or do some nasty shit, nigga.
Man, that shit got niggas bitches fucked up. Bitches be straight thotted out thinking a nigga about to buy my bag and shit too. Now, like, you got me fucked up, shorty.
You buying new shit.
And niggas running all type of trains on you. Come try and fuck with me, talking about you gonna buy me something. Nah, bitch.
You gotta have a bag when I meet you.
Facts.
You got a bag. The bag that you got when I meet you. That's how I'm a judge your stand is like.
My thing is, if your baby dad didn't have a bag,
are we going there? We doing early shit.
Let's straight go. On angle, bro. If your baby dad wasn't taking care of you and he ain't have a bag for you, I definitely ain't got no fucking bag for you. How you gonna want me to cut you a check and your baby dad was fucking you for free and he worked at Mickey D's and all that? Nah. Got me fucked up, shorty. All
right, look, now we got female on here. Let me ask you a question, right?
Right.
You okay with tricking?
It depends on what you mean, because by my standards, yeah.
Tricking, nigga. I ain't talking about buying pussy. I'm talking about paying for shit, nigga. Like paying.
Oh, that's not tricking. That's not tricking.
Yes, it is, nigga.
What men supposed to do?
If a bitch call you and be like, yo, you can I get a deuce? How you feel about that? Bitch, you
fucking that's my girl. I'm giving it to her.
No, it ain't gotta be a girl. Bitch, you fucking on. Bitch, you fuck like five times in 1 month.
Oh yeah, then I'm cutting their check.
That's tricking. You cool?
That's
with
not
it.
Tricking, that's bro. What men supposed to do?
No, if you ain't tricking, that's why they say it ain't tricking. If you got it,
bro. My bro, I'm asking you a question. As a man, what you think you're what you supposed to do?
What? When in that situation?
You supposed to provide. As a man, you're a provider. So it's nothing wrong with getting
the nigga, I provided a nut for this bitch. Fuck is you talking about?
So you think a nigga ain't supposed to provide?
A thoroughbred shit.
Yeah, I ain't just fucking
supposed to. That shit ain't mandated.
Bro, it's mandated in my book.
It ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you talking like I don't know you, nigga.
No, I'm telling you. I'm a different nigga, bro. No, don't get it fucked up. I can run through thotties, but if we on some, like, together shit, or I'm really fucking with you, yeah, I'll spend some money on you. I don't go fuck.
So you want to throw a bag to Yardi?
Oh, fuck no. You tripping.
Come on, man.
That's $0.
Why?
Bro, I'm keeping a G, bro. It's like, what's a bitch job? To look good. So the bitch job is to look good and to take care of the kids. And the man job is to be a provider and hold the bitch down. That's roles, nigga.
You gonna make me lose like 200 followers.
niggas ain't ready, and that's why the marriage rate in the black community 20%. That's why this shit all fucked up.
No, that's because the pussy too good. That's because black pussy too good, dog.
Oh, that too. That's why niggas can't be faithful. And that's why niggas can't be faithful, because black women beautiful. You feel me? That's why you gotta have a bunch of them.
Bro, I got a bitch that cheat on me with bitches. Like, my bitch got more bitches than me.
As she should.
Black pussy don't let you gamble. Like, bitches want to taste it and all that. Bitch don't even got no dick to get some pussy.
She don't let you get involved on some. She don't let you get involved on some T-Pain shit. Y'all be running trains on bitches. Oh, all right. Keep my mouth on shit. No word. Okay, I see you out here, guy. So you ain't down. So get shorty right now. Your shorty right now. Say, yo, Valentine's Day coming up. You got to spend some bread on me. Or Valentine's Day coming up. I need this. And it's like,
I'm Beanie Mac, bro. I don't listen. That's why I asked you, nigga, to make me feel better about it. Nigga, I'm a trick. I was fucked. Nigga, my God, is you guys. What are you talking about?
You cutting that check from the rich.
Every bitch know. Every bitch know.
Game black with a dog. Now, it's hard to get a check from me, though, but you got to be, like, it's hard. Like, you can't. I'm going to cut it, but
no, people know how to get a check. They ain't catch me. They'll see what's the vulnerable part. You look like you need some head. Oh, yeah, you look like you need a couple dollars. What the fuck you talking about?
These bitches don't know how to get a check, bro. They don't even know how to get a check.
Up like, yo, you need some head or something? Yeah, of course I did. How you knew that?
Shorties don't be known. The shorties that say they want a check, they don't be known. They don't even know how to present themselves to get a check, at least from me. Like,
no, I know, like, my last couple bitches had money, so it was like,
food.
All right, you might lose them for telling them no. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm on the Drake type shit. You know what?
You might just heard Drake shit at 12 o'clock. She might come back with the bag for you tomorrow. You all telling a no and shit.
Now another nigga, if you tell a no, another nigga gonna pay for that shit.
Yeah, ain't it be cheap shit? I don't be giving out thousands of shit like that.
But like Drake said, I ain't going 50-50 with no hold out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I got the camera all in my view. Yeah, we civilians been this joint.
He said these bitches come correct for a check. Nah, bro. A lot of these bitches ain't never been around a real nigga before. So they don't even know how to act for no bread. Like, they still be all aggressive, masculine. They don't even know what's cute. Like, these bitches don't even really know how to finesse.
Yeah, you got to get the nut up out of me. That's how you determine what you're saying. Bitches don't got to act. Just get the nut up out.
But half these bitches can't fuck anyway.
No, look, I told one person, I said, dig in my pockets on the late night tip, on the sleep tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't catch it, though, until the morning. I'm like, no, that's you. If you put me to sleep that bad,
Bruh. Well,
I don't catch you going in my fucking pocket.
Yo,
oh yeah, you did your thing. Oh yeah, get that. Get
go
down.
Ever tell you back in the day, get me and down. Who ran? Go ever tell you back in the day, get me and down. Who ran a train on some shorty and she stole my chucks.
Oh man,
she stole my fucking chucks. I was sick as hell. What's good, bro? Yeah, so me and Scope snarty the chick. I went to
yo,
sleep wake
yo,
up.
Yo, don't do that. Don't
bro, it's back in the bro. This shit, bro, this shit like 7 years ago, dog.
Yo, so what?
Bro, man, it's had to pass now.
Man, cut it out.
No, nah, bro, that's just 7 years ago.
Cut it out.
That's bad. That's 7 years ago, bro. If I can't say what happened 7 years
nah,
ago.
No, you can say it happened. Don't say no name.
All right, bro. So we snarty in the chick, right?
No, what they can.
I ain't saying we snarty in the chick, not we, but me and Bull snarty in the chick. I wake up, I tell her when I come back, my whole room gotta be clean.
Oh yeah, clean. I know. Hold on, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, you might not know. So I said, yo, what's up, Maddox? So I come.
Somebody beat her ass.
Nah, bro, she just cleaned my room and she stole
man,
shit. Nigga, she stole my sneaks.
Hey, yeah, he pretty man.
She stole drip. She stole
yo, red and ski. I told you, chill.
Nah, bro. It's a statute of limitation, bro. It's statute of limitation, bro.
I told you, okay? For everything. No, finish telling the story.
No, these bitches dirty, bro. Bro, I had a bitch at my crib.
You was there. You was there when folk beat Shorty down.
Who beat Shorty down?
I'm not saying no names. She stole something.
Bro, she was getting. Oh, they was fucking her up.
She was like, she was like a pill head. She was like snorting the pills and
we
shit.
We used to run up the chicks for him. That's facts too. Because
who that?
What you... I see, but because they still was facts though.
What are you talking about? The pit?
He said we used to run up the check. While she was getting bodied.
Run up in chick's purse while she got bodied in the bedroom.
That's
some pit. That's some penthouse shit.
My man, no, me. So you don't want me to say. Oh, folks, I already know my folks. I can say his name. So me, he solid on this, John.
What that life lessons?
Yeah, no, not him. But I'm saying the one time I'm gonna tell you a different, John. One time, me and Tata fucking with this bitch. Now this guy be 10 years old. This guy be 10 years ago. Shorty, he like, yo, this shorty suck your dick. Bro, he don't want me to say his name. Fuck you talking about? he like, yo, go get your dick sucked.
He
and
want
I'm off.
Credit.
He want the credit. Like, yo, go get your dick sucked. I'm going to get us a check. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm in there. He like, yo, make her get butt naked. I'm like, yo, you got to get naked. Like, you got to get sexy for me. So she get butt naked. This nigga took everything this bitch got, bro. He took her fucking camera. He took her credit card. He emptied his bitch pocketbook out, yo. And we young bulls. So now the bitch get dressed. She's like, yo, where my shit at? I'm about to call my mom. I'm about to call my pop. Like, his dirty ass had to give her some of her shit back, bro. That's so, bro. Because she started calling. She's like, yo, my mom, you know I came here with this amount of money. And you took my fucking camera, bro.
I'm like, then you're going to tell your mom you got rent? Hey, mom, I'm in here getting sorry mode.
Yeah, Skull, I'm about to write a fucking book, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
Come on, man.
No, bro, he in the comments. You don't see it?
No, I don't see it.
He said this nigga Rao gonna write a book. Skull said that.
I don't see it.
Yeah, he wrote a drawing. He said this nigga Rao gonna write a book. That's what he said. That's what he said, bro. You got me yelling out niggas' name, bro? Come on, bro. You got me out here like Marcus. You got me told on niggas like Marcus.
We can't say the line now.
I said Marcus ain't telling. They said, bro, he went on stand. He had to sit in his beer. I'm like, oh shit. Marcus calling on niggas.
What they say?
Huh?
What they say?
I'm like, yo, they like, yo, bro, Marcus telling on niggas. I'm like, no, he's not. They like, yo, Bull just called down, said he had the blue shit in his beard because Marcus had dyed his beard and he had the koofy and shit on. I'm like, damn, Marcus on this joint telling. Bull described him perfectly, bro. He like, yeah, he got the shit in his beard.
Oh, you crazy.
He just called this and that. I'm like, oh, no, my man.
Yo,
telling.
Crazy.
Niggas was in denial, bro.
Shit.
Niggas was in denial.
Oh shit, niggas love exposing the red on when I'm on the live. Hold up,
Maddox said, remember one young boy had the whole John Funky as shit? Damn, somebody said, fuck real. What's up, gang? Yeah, Train Nation, choo choo, choo choo. No, bro, every time I see this one of my homies' statements, I'll be like, damn, this is a bad John.
No, you remember the one situation we had with your crazy cousin?
You talking about Tattletale?
No, he telling?
I don't know who you talking about then.
I'm talking about crazy nigga. Vanity grand ass nigga.
Who?
Your crazy ass cousin, nigga, Vincent nephew.
You talking about shoot up the club.
you remember the one shooting we had upstairs? We was trying.
Bro, we had shooting with the AMAX train, nigga. We hit it with the R5. They had 50 niggas in there getting their dick sucked, bro. This shit was unrealistic. So why are my homies telling? They ain't my homies no more. That's all I can say for you.
Who said that? Saying?
Niggas be ratting. I guess when they get them numbers thrown at them, they ain't know how to handle it. I don't know what the... I ain't never tell.
I don't know the people that he talking about. I don't even know what the fuck he talking about.
Man, I know I ain't tell. All I can do is focus on myself. King Black, you ever hear any statements that I said? Like the niggas
nigga,
ever
said I'm be allowed on this live.
So niggas ain't never hear me ratting, right?
Nigga.
Now did you rat? That's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I'm saying. Nigga. Damn, a lot of my homies did rat. I'ma keep it a buck. I'ma keep it a bean.
Bro, we owing whatever.
No, I got nigga, my homie done told on me. Like my homie done got almost got me pickled.
Damn, really?
Yeah, like Sco said, I gotta tell my book.
Hey, that's the tell-all book right there.
Look, Pete. So Pete, and I said it's my podcast. Me and my man running down.
Yeah, I gotta get on the podcast, bro. I gotta come through, yo. You wild.
Me and my man running down on shit, right? We got the hood on fire. We running. We getting everything. PS3s. We out here, right? One day we do a joint. He get caught. I get away. An hour later. He come knock on my door. The niggas we ran down on, he brought him to my crib. And they talking to my mom like, yo, I want all this shit back. My right-handed guy on everything, bro. My mom, great. He brought the niggas that we ran down on to my fucking house, yo. Them niggas like, yo, long if we get our shit.
Let's get my dudes like 10 seconds.
Real quick. I got you.
You know why we needed 10 seconds?
Why?
Cause she was the fucking goat.
Yeah. Cause she held it down though. She gave me that shit right back.
Used to be like, y'all got bitches kick the door and boom, y'all got bitches in here. Y'all better calm the fuck down. Put all y'all out. Niggas.
Oh, that's King. So somebody in the drone talking about you, bro.
What they say?
It's always the one nigga that tried to wipe the smut after the team ran a train on him. They talking about you.
Well, that nigga never seen me like anything, bro.
You the nigga that kissed her after everybody done demolished her.
Bro, I'm always the nigga that go first.
Now you the alright. Now you the nigga that go first.
I ain't never finished no party. Y'all niggas know that. And I'm being there to the neck. I made the one joint give me straight neck. No body language, nothing. Yo, just give me all dumb. And you better not make nothing get on my black hoodie.
And then you know what you do when she done? I love you, girl.
Drunk it.
She I drunk love it. You. So when she finished, I ran with shit. Like
you can't get a nigga to sign that statement for you.
Like, no, I ain't gonna say who used to do that, but you know who used to do that though.
I ain't gonna even put nobody's name.
I'm not, don't say their name, but you already know, nigga.
They related to you, right?
Nah, nigga's a neighbor. Like you already know.
Neighbor. Oh that's shit! It. They got ate by the alligator.
Yeah. Cuffing shit.
Yeah, I'm going up to. He gonna come to the camp for the podcast.
Yeah, we about to do. Yeah, we about to do a joint. I gotta tell some of the old stories.
No, I ain't telling those stories, man. Fuck that.
Bro, I got niggas got it, bro. Nigga, we was out here living like we was rappers, nigga. Like the way we was.
I am a rapper, nigga.
I mean, like we fucking little, like we little dirt in them, like we like fucking. It was paying for shit. We was getting shit for free though. You feel me?
Yo, I don't remember ever paying for a snarty.
I never paid for that. That's what I'm saying. Niggas just opening that shit up.
Funny shit, right? We in the Southwest days. We slide through, me and Folk. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say no names. You know, I don't say no name. We slide through. Good Folk, good brother. He say he pull up on the joint that y'all done did dirty before.
Right.
I wasn't there at the time. He like I seen popping this shit. He like my man just came home anyway. You know what I'm saying? He might as well bless him. She like, all right. She like, but you got to pay. He like, no, it ain't even for me. It's for my man. So we spent her crib real quick. She start blessing him. Huh, huh, huh. But she giving me crazy dumb. Huh, huh. I'm like, no, I don't want to finish like this. I want to finish. You know what I'm saying? I want to slice.
Right.
So Folk come over after I start slicing. Folk like, matter of fact, I do want some ass. So he pulled some paper out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make it on the table like this. But he never released it. Start slicing the shit out of Shorty, right? So after he done slicing, he like, come on, he grabbed me on the sneaky tip, like, yo, come on. But he pulled his jack out, like he on the whole important phone call.
Yeah.
The damn, yo, what? All right, no, we on our way right now. Hold up. But he's skipping out. So the bitch like, yo, where that paper at? So my stupid ass, I turned back, like, huh? Then he pulled me like, yo.
Ran off on the plug twice. God, I ain't calling back. fucking dead. I'm fucking dead. Hey, y'all tell you don't say no name. Oh, man.
I didn't say no names, nigga.
Bro, no, somebody in the comment. Why?
Oh, all right. I can't see that shit. I must say, damn, I can't. That was some dirty shit, though.
Hey, bro, that was funny as
shit.
I ain't
even tell you about the joint. Look, crazy joint, right? Me, four other niggas ran down on shorty, right? Why afterwards, folks gonna try to eat her coochie? Knowing we just ran down on her.
No, you gotta say his name.
Oh, I can say my folks' name, but I can't say it.
No, for some, see, that was cool shit. You got exposed to that shit.
No, I get it. Because you already know who nut ass did it, nigga. Young 211 did that shit.
Young 211 or old 211? I don't know. Young
211. Where you want to call? Try to eat shorty coochie ass out after me and the whole gang just fucking super ran down on her. It was like, yo, bro, I'm trying to bite. I'm like, yo, you tripping? They're like, nah, bro, you know I'm in the eating pussy. I'm like, yo, we just trained shorty, cuz.
Y'all know when I came on that side, it was at the middle of the time when they said shit was hot over there. You know what I'm saying? So I was really scared at first.
Oh, they said niggas was on fire?
No, when they were saying that the AIDS was on that side of the bridge.
Oh, yeah. No, that shit's still like this. You know, they saying that we got the highest jaw in the Southwest.
I used to be scared as shit over there. Like, Then after a while, that shit be like, man, it can't burn the condom.
I ain't gonna lie, I did a bad job before.
No, you wasn't there when they got burnt in the Snarty?
They got burnt in the Snarty?
Oh, don't.
Oh, well, at least
that's what they said, but I called bluff, but I believed it after a while. I called bluff. Ain't no don't get you.
No. So look, remember I used to fuck with the white John?
But they had us on TV?
Yeah. So one day, yeah.
Oh, yo, let's get 10 seconds for MTV Canada, bro.
Nigga said MTV Canada, yo. Yo.
Yeah, we was on MTV Canada, cuz. Oh, shit, I forgot about
that. Shit was in Germany and all that. I don't know, bro. That shit was random. It was I got on that shit on some random shit. So, look, Pete, right? Yeah. So, one day, she, you know, she in boarding school, whatever. She called me. I'm like, yeah, babe, you about to come home for, like, Labor Day weekend. She like, no, nah, pussy, you burnt me. I'm like, what you mean? Like, so I start lying. I'm like, yo, no, you out there fucking all them other niggas, you whore ass bitch. She like, what you mean? I go to an all girl boarding school. I'm like, no, like you probably sat on a dirty ass toilet. Them bitches up there fucking dirty. You shouldn't be sitting on the toilet as they fucking sit on that shit for.
Whole time you sizzling.
So then she calling people because she know my folks and shit. She calling people. So I'm like, damn, I gotta just man up. Come to find out, I was fucking this big booty joint from Yayton, but I was using a condom. But she gave me top. Cause I'm not getting no fucking top with a condom. Shorty had me on fire, dog. I burnt my bitch and all that. Walking around looking like a fucking clown. Looking like a clown. Shorty like, yo, like you keeping 100. I'm like, all right, y'all got my dick sucked, Shorty. Like, she all crying and shit. She all like listen to her little white girl jingles and shit. Since you been gone, she on the crib listening to that shit.
Look, I'll tell you some wild shit, right?
Yeah.
I told you I'm undefeated. Like, I ain't never been there. I ain't never been positive. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm 5'5". Like,
I get a scare one time, right? Slice something. I got a girl at the time, but I slice an ex joint up all raw. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Slice all up, but I go finish. When I finish, I go in the bathroom, soapy up, real. Like, not a bath for nothing, just that, you know what I'm saying? Get the, DNA off. But soap must have gone in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to piss, like an hour after the bitch leave.
Yeah.
And that shit, like, wham! I'm like, oh! So I stop, I hold up, you know what I'm saying? I get right on the jack, though. I don't even try to finish peeing. Like, that shit was unusual. Was like, oh! Hold up, I get right on the jack with the bitch. 30. Oh, so she say, she snapping pussy. I ain't got no fucking diseases. Bitch, I'm fucking hot right now. She say, yo, if you fucking gave me an STD, I'm gonna fucking kill you. No, bitch, you gave me one, I'm gonna kill you. So look, that whole time, right? I've been fucking this bitch probably like 3 or 4 weeks raw. So now I gotta break the news to my bitch, man. Hold up. Now, mind you, long story short, I ain't burning. But, like, to finish the story, I said, now I call my bitch, right? I'm like, babe, I fucked up. She like, what? Yeah, I fucked up. I'm like, yeah, we might gotta go get tested. She's like, fuck you, man, we might gotta get tested. I'm like, yeah, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Snap, whatever, dude. Yeah. So, like, she go get tested, right? I ain't gonna get tested, dirty nigga shit. So I'm waiting for her to get results back, right? This is that shit that I'm on, bro. I tell her to go get tested so I ain't gotta get the results. So fuck she you. Tell me. So look, she called one time out the blue. Mind you, now the results probably come back like in like, I don't know how many days, but we haven't talked in weeks.
What's up, Jackie?
Because she called out the blue like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, nothing much. How you feeling? She like, yeah, you still symptomatic, some funny shit like that. I'm like, no, what you talking about? She like, you ain't never go get tested? I'm like, no. I said, you did? She like, yeah. She
said, yeah, go get tested. Yeah, he positive. He got the gift. Never, she's like, no, somebody was positive. I say,
no, I ain't never go. She said, you should. Mm. And hang up.
That's a bad joint.
You remember what I told you, long story short?
You was never even hot to begin with.
But look, though, she playing with me now.
Right.
Mm. Man, I'm bitching there. Oh, shit.
Nah,
I go get tested. And look, I don't know. This is my first time being in the clinic, right? I don't know why I'm in the clinic, why everybody around me must be testing positive, man. Listen, you hear one boy going to the bank, right? He say, get the fuck out of here.
They said, sir, Mr. Davis, you were positive for the herpes infection. He said, get the fuck out of here, Lee. He ready to kill himself.
Look, I'm at the joint on Lumber. I don't know if you ever been in there, but where the waiting room at in the hallway, John, where the room's at is kind of like separated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I heard this nigga.
That's a bad joint.
Bro, that shit had me scared and shit. Like, oh shit, they giving out positives, baby.
Yeah.
But mind you, I done took the whole shebang. You know what I'm saying? I done took everything.
The full round. Like, HIV, all that. And you just figured it all out, right?
Now, I don't give a fuck about no chlamydia, what's old head said. Get the fuck out of here.
You already know. If they go to the clinic and get tested, he's like, yo, don't touch me no more.
Listen, know he got I'm like, this is how I'm thinking. I'm like, yo, anything like, oh yeah, he got herpes. Oh yeah, he got syphilis. He wouldn't have been like, get the fuck out of here.
You take your three pills and your shot in the ass and keep it pushing.
No, that was his HIV response.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you got the regular shit, you take your shot and keep it pushing. Bro, I got a worse joint, bro. I got a worse joint. So, rest my brother on everything, right? So I scoop random shorty, right? Boom. So I hit her raw. You already know I was raw dog Jamal. But she kept telling me to bite, and I ain't never bite. So next day,
I ain't hitting that raw bone bite, bro. You fucking wild.
Bro, so next day, I'm walking to I go to the bathroom downstairs, right? You know, the second floor joint. My shit on fire, bro. I'm hot as in this city. Ain't nobody fucking with me. I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm me.
That shit can't work like that though. In one hour,
on my mind race. So look, bro, on everything. So I go upstairs. I see Keith, right? Keith come down. Keith's like, yo.
Let me see if Stone's still in here, cause I got a Keith story. Cause this nigga.
Bro, Keith come down. He like, yo, bro, my shit burning. I'm like, yo, my shit burning too. I'm like, you fuck little John from around the way. He like, yeah, I hit it. I'm like, bro, I hit her wrong too. He like, yo, that shit feel like razor blades when you piss. I'm like, yeah. Bro, he said that shit feel like razor blades. My shit hot. Bro, we had to go to the clinic. We got burned by the same shorty. Bro, we got burned by the same shorty, bro. I was sick. Listen,
he gets some yams from the little shorty he used to have, like, consistently. Little light-skinned, pretty-looking John, right?
I know definitely what you're talking about.
Look, he hit her raw, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets some yams like a couple minutes after she leave, but he don't got no bag, right?
Right.
This nigga take the fuck. You know he did it with the sock, right?
He had shorty with a sock.
With the like the fucking what's that shit called? Like the saran wrap. Then he left the murder weapon right there. Like, you know,
I can't give you shorty name. Like, I ain't gonna expose somebody ask what shorty name. He asking for a friend. You don't want shorty? She burning. Yeah,
that shit over with.
That shit. You don't want shorty? She and Jackie. I'm not being mad. Everybody been burnt before. You really was fucking.
No, I haven't been burnt before, bro.
He ain't know. He was asymptomatic. He was asymptomatic. Don't even know. His shit probably still on fire. Y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
You lucky to never be burnt before, though. I'm lucky not to have no shit that I got for the rest of my life. You feel me? I'm happy. I ain't got that. Every guy be like, yo, like, I'm blessed. Like, I ain't got herpes or nothing. I'm clean up this bitch.
No, I used to see, like, when this shit used to pop off, I used to always had a ratchet on me. That shit be like, because you know, that shit was never prepared. You know, I ain't never had to go to the store to get one. That shit be like, yep, I got one. Shit.
Nah, bro, I done hit a couple short. I remember when I first started fucking as a young boy. I was like 13. I was like 14, right? You know how when you're like, I'm a young boy, so I'm trying shit out. I shave, right? I get all these fucking bumps. I tell Keith, like, yo, bro, I think I'm finna die. Like, my shit, yo, I'm bumpy.
Niggas names,
bro, niggas already, if I see my brother, niggas already gonna know who he is, bro. Our niggas already gonna know. So I'm like, it only makes sense. The story, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm Bumpy Johnson out this joint. Like, my shit bump it up. You know what I'm saying? He like, yo, you good, bro? I'm like, no, bro, I think my shit really fucked up. Can I show you? Like, he like, no, like, you gotta get tested. I'm like, I was 13. I'm like, yo, can I show you the joint? Like, I'm like, can I show you the joint? Is this wrong? He like, no, you gotta just go and get tested. He wasn't with it. He's like, you know, you gotta just go. But yeah, no, I was good. It was just razor bumps.
No, we used to be in school. We used to always go get a test just so we.
Damn, nigga, bro, niggas exposing. Bull said, shit, I got burnt by Nicole from down the bottom. Watch out for her. Damn, Nicole, you out here wilding. Backdoor Bull said, what's up with the bars?
They closed. It's COVID.
The bars closed. This my man hopped on too. You know, he used to be burning all the shorties back in the day too. I ain't gonna say it.
No, I got them bars all the time. I just wanted to, I was trying to tap in my man. I was gonna ask him what his podcast about, but he just went right in. He just showed
me. I be going in on the podcast. Y'all check my shit out. So I'm a Lumphead podcast. I'm on a Apple podcast, Spotify.
Yo, how you feel about Steve Harvey daughter?
Man, the smut's winning. My man wiped the smut too. All the smut's winning, bro. They said Gucci wiped the smut. Who else? There's a list, bro. Everybody wiped the smut. Kanye West wiped the smut. Bro, if you ain't got a bad smut, you're not.
You gotta get it. Yo, look, the one boy say, all bitches whores.
Yeah, oh, without
a doubt. Huh?
I said without a doubt.
He said all bitches hoes, right? I said fat, but you gotta get you one. You still got cuff one.
You gotta get an official whore.
One with like, you can't get one with too many bodies, but you can't get one with a little bit of body.
That's what I said.
Right in the middle, like.
If you find a shorty that only been with two niggas, if you find a shorty that only been with two niggas, that means she ain't go through her whole stage yet.
She about to start snacking. You hear me?
Yeah, niggas about to be all type of niggas about to smack all type of dicks on her forehead. I ain't ready for that. bro, keep it a bean. You ain't never fucked with a shorty and you thought she was solid, and then niggas like, yeah, nah, bro. Round the way, niggas was doing her dirty, and your heart just
I ain't never get the Carfax before, but I had one shorty like I was dealing with. I'm like, mm-hmm. Man, this is the one. This is the one. Like, once you know, you get comfortable.
Right.
Then you fall back. That shit like, yeah, I'm comfortable with the bitch. That shit like, niggas.
Bro,
it's like shit that she attacked, like, nigga. Like, yo, yeah, you picking a jack up.
Bro, I done been on both sides. With a snake. I done had to tell my man she was a slider, and niggas had to tell me. I'm gonna say random.
Hold on, bro. Say that thought. This nigga back door crazy.
He said that I run out of bars.
You about to rap?
No, I just wanted to take some time out just to pin his comment. This nigga know damn well I can't run out of bars. Like,
Kane said he only rapping for big checks now.
Bro, I only rap for checks, man. Only rap for checks and his ex.
Big facts. Want me to finish the story, nigga?
Yeah, facts.
Oh, so I'm like, yeah, I fuck with Lil, I'm make up a name. I fuck with Lil Tanisha. That's my fucking boo. Like, we ride and slide. Niggas pull me to the side, like, bro, she in West sucking all the dick. She a headhunter, nigga. Like, you fuck with. Shorty a headhunter, nigga. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, she said, like, you know, you gotta defend your bitch. Like, nah, bro, she ain't like that. Y'all niggas be hating y'all.
No. Bro, you know, we usually the ones that, like, damn, bro, that's your girl.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely. That's
you know, you've been up there. You know, you've been up there at the pent, bro. See, y'all had the pent and all kinds of other houses open before I started popping out. When I popped out, I'm like, oh my God, this is mwah, voila. What they say? Voila. This is the freedom that I speak of. I nicknamed the crib and all that. Yo, this is the penthouse, nigga.
Nigga, we take you to the penthouse.
Movie screen up here with
bro. I mean, I'm being in high school and bitches being like, yo, what you doing? Like, chilling at my house. And like, you got a house. I'm like, yeah, I'm 15. I got my own crib. Bitch, come through. Come to the crib.
What you come up there?
Bitch, come through.
Rolling steps. This is the pent. Bitch, you not in.
Bitch, come through. She said, every room got different lights. I want to be in the red room.
Yeah, this is a whole different address.
Yeah, bro, that's a bad joint. We was going out bad.
No, that's a great joint. We was very, very young.
No, you talking about what we were saying before. You know that the chat be delayed and that shit.
We was immature, bro. We was just doing little kid shit. It ain't like we was 40 years old doing that shit.
Shit, I'm still doing that. Fuck you talking about?
I'm done.
I'm still doing that, nigga.
I ain't been to a party in like 6 years, 7 years, bro.
Nah, I can't. The party joint kind of died. You know, folks and them, everybody fucking married and shit. So I can't be like, yeah, come down, fuck your wife. We about to start the train station back up. Yo, fuck your wife. Set the popping again, nigga. Should we get on the L or not?
Yo, park your car, bro, and get on the bus, bro.
On the L.
Right there.
That's what it's saying, bro. Park your car and get on the L. We got some bitches to run through.
We about to get off the bus and get on the sub.
Bro, one of my folks, you know, he was a sad, I ain't gonna say his name, but he was telling me about why I should be faithful and getting married and this and that. I'm like, yeah, you smoking crack. We in the wheel. I'm like, you talking? Like, yeah, bro, like, that's my girl and I love her. I'm like, I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm gonna do everything. And when you get your heart,
let me tell you why I don't wanna get married, why I'm so scared to get married. It was one point in my life last year, I was in love with 3 or 4 bitches all at the same time, bro.
Yeah.
All at the same time. I'm like, oh my God, one bitch called, man, you ain't answering the phone. Oh my, but I'm on the phone with another bitch, like, what the fuck? Ah. Yeah, I ain't shit.
I ain't gonna never be shit.
Your daddy wasn't shit.
Bro, I was ready to get two different bitches' names tatted. I'm gonna make up a name. This Sierra arm, and this is fucking Becky arm. You got me fucked up, like, I was ready.
The one ready to get white. Niggas know Rel loves some snow.
Oh, I don't even fuck with white bitches no more. They be going too much. I ain't fuck with a white bitch in like 2 months.
Cat. I think you about to say 2 years. I thought before it even started 2 months. That sound reasonable.
Miss Boss bitch, what's up with you? But no, I just, yeah, no. White shorty, you had a white shorty before?
I fucked a white girl one time, but...
No, but hey, you had like a white girl, like she was holding...
And she wasn't like white, fucking. like white. She was like one of them different kind of whites, like
FKD. He said it in the joint. He need, though, the white bitches will hold you down. Them niggas pay your bell. If you need something, they got you. They'll mumble somebody.
I got a black bitch that'll hold me down. I need a black bitch that'll just take care of me.
Nah,
fuck that.
White bitch is different.
White bitch, if a white bitch ain't gonna fuck hold me down, bitch, take care of me, bitch.
A white bitch will take care of you.
You know what I'm saying? Take care of me, bitch.
A white bitch will get 2 Glocks in her name for you right now. A black bitch,
will too.
No, but the black bitch gonna do it, but she gonna make you feel bad about it. Like, she gonna talk shit about her, to you about her friends. She gonna be able to find you. Why is this fucking guns in my name for you? And you acting like, you know, they gonna make you feel bad. The white bitch gonna be feeding you grapes. You know, I ever seen a nigga.
That's what I want white. Listen, my man got him a white bitch, right? Listen, mm-hmm. He pulled it, right? He like, he invite a couple of us to go party with him.
Mm-hmm.
At a crib and shit, right? We go back home like on Monday or Sunday or some shit. Now, mind you, he just meet this bitch. The pool, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Did it for him, bro. Because I'm telling you, he don't know this bitch. He know this bitch probably like 10 days. It was over after that. What's up, BDB?
That was his girl after that?
Ever since. This was like 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
That shit must be fire. I got caught.
Bro,
I got caught
like diving in the pool. Bro, she had like weed. She had like weed and liquor for like it was just like a bum nigga's dream. Like,
it's not a bum nigga's dream. You said it was a bum nigga's dream.
Like, yo, I get to be a real bum. Like, yo, this is no shame zone for the bumness. Like, yo, I get to kick feet. I get to not shower. I get to play the game massive hours. Like, yo, I get the
what shorty buy you the PS, the PS4, PS5, and
the weed.
And the weed, now you love it. Like,
buy both of them. Bitch, you gonna buy one or the other. This
bro,
bitch,
that's the shorty both. Niggas be ready to fight over, bro. That's true.
He went to his mom's house and bought his game there. He bought everything out of his mom's house, took it there, and moved in. That was 9 years ago.
And he's never moved back.
And I think he's still a bum, too.
Shit.
I think he still ain't got no gig or nothing going on. I think she...
I can't rock like that, because I like being a person... When you buying somebody shit, you got that power. Like, I like having that power of being knowing that I bought this shit.
No, because it's the man. Like, he make a buy shit.
I know, like, but still, like, bro, like, I like being like, the nigga. Look, I like look. Being the nigga. Like, yo, you acting crazy. Yo, give me no fucking Uggs back, bitch.
No, he'll say
give
some
no
shit like this.
Uggs back.
He'll say some shit like, babe, don't you think I would look nice in the new Jordans? I want to be that bum nigga, bro.
I'm the opposite. When you got the bread, you can do anything you want or say to the bitch. You be like, yo.
Thank God, because I spent my bread on weed.
Bro, it be like, yo, like, you not wearing weaves no more. It's only natural hair. She can't say shit to you because you the nigga paying to get her hair done. So now the bitch only can have natural hair. Like, you just be controlling the bitch whole life.
Look, when the bitch think
phone bill, I'm not paying your phone bill this month. You acting the fuck crazy, like.
No, and you know, I don't never let a bitch really buy me nothing unless she got it. But look, I had one bitch, right? And I'm like, damn, why you always want to take me, like, to go get clothes? Because I used to tell her no, like, but she always used to try to bring that shit up. I'm like, damn, why you always want to buy me clothes and shit like that? She told me, don't nobody want to
do
the
dead.
Bitches don't want.
Bruh.
He said, that bum shit did. You crazy? If I get me a fucking sugar mama.
I can't do it. Right. I can do it, but I can't do it.
Y'all niggas never even tried it. Y'all never even tried it. So much you can't do. You never even tried.
Bro, I did a bid at a bitch crib, bro, on everything.
On bum shit.
Straight. Mm. She paid for everything. She buying milk. She buying outfits.
But you wasn't trying?
What you mean? You said, was I trying?
Yeah, you was trying. You was trying to get right.
I was trying to get right.
No, bum shit. You see how I am right now, bro?
Yeah, laid up, feet up.
All day, every day, all month, 30 days.
Yeah, that's a bad.
That's
can't
bummy
do that.
Shit. And everything's still getting done, like nothing crashing, nothing. Bitch,
so
still
I can't do
work.
That. I feel like she ain't gonna suck my dick the same. Like, I don't know.
She nah, she's not, bro. I know she's not, bro.
She'll be sucking your dick mad as shit.
She's gonna fuck all your homies that got ambition. That's the kind of niggas that get the worst kind of treatment afterwards. Yeah. Like, yeah, damn, this bitch fucked my dad, bro.
And that's the shorty. and she be on angles. She's like, yo, I'm about to go out. My man came black. She's like, you ain't about to go fucking nowhere. If you go out, don't come back home. Now you go homeless and shit because you and your man hanged out. Shorty be just running you the fuck down. Like, you like, yeah, I'm about to go get some food. No, you not. I'm about to stay in the house all day. Now she's putting you on punishment and shit. I ain't got time to be on punishment, dog.
I mean, why I said that bum shit a no go? You crazy? I'm looking for a sugar mama, bro.
That bum shit did.
I've been working my whole life.
We taking care
all
of bitches.
All my life, I had to fight.
Bro, you heard me? We taking care of bitches 2021.
All my life I had to fight. 2020 was Beanie Mac. It's done.
Bro, on everything, bro, why, I had a bitch live with me like a month ago, bro. And a bitch just come live with me on some like random
not,
shit.
Why no? You know how a nigga be like, I'm just playing, but I'm not, though?
Yeah, you know.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing, but I'm not, though.
You not. You serious. A bitch cut. You'll take a check cut.
No, it's half and half. Like, bro, you can't sit there and not be like, damn. Now, us as men with pride, you not going to like that. But you can't sit there and tell me like, damn, man, it'd feel good if the standard wasn't fucked up like that.
It would. Like, no, on everything, I think I'll be a fire stay-at-home dad. Like, I will take care of the shit of some kids.
Fire!
Bro, I will raise this shit off somebody's baby. But ain't nobody trying to hear, bro. Yeah, fire! You know, bro, I'm a stay-at-home dad. GD-Limp, Kansas, what's up? Bro, I really fuck with a stay-at-home dad. Like, I'll take care of shit. I'll take care of little Bubba in a second. But niggas ain't trying to hear I'm in the crib taking care of my fucking kids. Like, nigga, you better get some bread. Like,
bro, I would change this shit out. Fire stay-at-home dad.
I would change this shit out some diapers. I would change this shit out some diapers, bro. I'm a good ass. That's why I be my step pop game crazy too. Like that's why bitches love me. Like,
hey, why you know I ain't shit? Why you know I be trying though, bro? I be trying.
Nigga said we burnt out. yo, tune into the podcast too. Lumphead podcast, yo. Lumphead podcast. This shit on Apple Music, man, Spotify. Man,
put it in the comment. Tag you. Right. Pin that shit. Bro, this light though. This light. Cause I don't want to draw on my YouTube, on my Instagram. But y'all catch us like in the cypher or something, just a regular, this is a regular pop-up. Oh man.
Bro, everything, Shorty's kids be calling me dad and everything. They love this shit out, but when Pop-Pop Rail coming around, when Pop-Pop Rail, they be like,
nigga, I ain't got no DNA kids. I got like 8 kids out here in this world. Though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They like, yeah, where the ball at that gave me the Doritos? They be loving this shit out of me.
No, where Xbox old head at? He
bought me some VC.
Tell him we need another controller.
He bought me some VC on Fortnite. I could do all the dances. I be doing the Fortnite.
That shit like, mom, why the fuck you break up with him?
Bro, if her ass fat, I'll be doing TikToks with your young boy be missing me. Like, she like, yeah, Lil Marcus want to speak to you. Lil Marcus call me my young boy. Like, I ain't going to be around no more Lil Marcus, but, you know what I'm saying?
You can still follow me on the gram, Lil
Follow me on the gram, Lil Mark. I can't be. It's bad when you break up with a chick and you got to tell her, your stepkid, you can't be their kid no more. Like, you can't be their dad no more, young boy. I thought I was gonna be your pop. I'm gonna be your pop no more, young boy. I'm sorry, your mom's in the streets. Like, I love you though, young boy. Stay strong.
No, they love me. You said they love what?
They love.
Which one of us? Which one?
And if it's me, I'm gonna check my shit later. I don't wanna back out all we out the live to check my shit, but if it's me, I'm gonna check this shit later.
Yeah, me too. My shit always be whamming after I get off live.
Oh, for real?
Facts.
I don't go live like that.
Somebody tag you in this shit. And if somebody tag you in, yeah, I'm the Xbox old head. And I don't look that old, so sometimes they be like, damn, that's bro. Like, if they don't catch
me, they
be like, that's bro. All right, I got you, Ken. Yeah. They be like, shit, that's yeah, they bro.
I'm big cousin. yo, where my big cousin coming around? Nigga, I ain't your fucking cousin. Nigga,
she's like, what's up, cuz?
So she said, bro, that Reggie Bush up.
I ain't rolling up. I gotta be to work in like 6 hours. Can't go that motherfucking high.
I'm fucking sober. I ain't get high or drunk in a while. You know, I never even get high or drunk, bull. But I ain't get high or drunk in a grip.
Bro, I get high and drunk in the daytime now. That's like my after work. Once you work overnight. You come home and have a drink at 7 in the morning, niggas looking at you crazy.
Creatively?
Hey, bitch, I was at work all night. Bitch, I need a drink.
Creatively, if I get high, that shit burn me out. I won't be focusing right.
What?
If I get drunk or high.
You do it wrong, folk.
I get high wrong.
Hell yeah.
All right, so when you get high, what spoon you be using?
I don't even know fucking spoon.
I'm what you got? Nigga said, what? He said, what spoon I'll be?
Fuck you think this is New Jack City, nigga? You think this is
Bubbles? He said, Pookie!
Bubbles. Yo, Pookie was a crackhead. Bubbles was a dope head.
Oh, yeah, Bubbles did
Bubbles
the dope. You gotta be wild to do some dope. I'm good.
Bro, you gotta be curious as shit, bro. I ain't curious. Bro, once you... No, I don't understand how a nigga that can sell that shit. Bro, we used to have trap houses on every block, on any block. I never wanted to be one of the traps. Ever.
Bro, can you imagine? Bro, can you imagine pulling up, telling niggas like, "Yo, what's up? Y'all trying to roll up this dope?" Like,
fuck trying to get niggas high. Can you imagine? Like, you never been high. You probably used to sell coke with everybody. That shit, like, damn, bro, can I get 2 dimes?
That's a bad joke.
That's my uncle. This is my uncle, though.
Nah, ain't no going out Friday. I got some shit to drop. I work on some shit.
Little shorty told me the other day who got some heart? I'm like, what? She told me, no, it's for my mom. I'm like, damn, she pregnant and all that. She probably like 23. I'm like, damn, she would have got cracked on too if she wasn't all pregnant and asking for her.
Nah, I fuck. Yo, I done fucked with some shorties and found out they were some fine ass like fiends. Damn, shorty, you.
I hit a fiend. I hit a pill head. I hit a lean.
Oh, I hit all that.
I won't hit no dope heads. I won't hit no meth head. Meth head is still your fucking favorite shirt.
But you gotta understand, I be fucking white shorties. So like to them, it's all the same joint, bro. Bro, on everything. Bro, listen. So I'm fucking with this shorty, right? Just a couple months ago, right? Listen. So she like, yo, I'm about to cop some weed. She like, I'm about to cop some weed. I'm like, bet. She like, yo, you want some soft too? I'm like, nah, bitch. She like, yo, I can get some right now for the low. I'm like, I'm good on you, shorty. Like, she really asked me that I want to go half on some soft with her, bro. Like,
I'm 46, good, sweetheart.
Well, that shit kind of, hold on, I don't want to say that shit fat and it be a nigga sign, but how old is y'all though? I'm 25. That don't mean that I click on this shit. Might be a strong ass old head. I don't want to comment on that. All right,
cousin. I'm calling him cousin then.
Right, folks that ain't cousin. Got nothing to do, everybody get served. Yeah, that is facts. I wasn't busting out with the coke with the white shorty. Why should we do coke at your time, bro?
Since Bro on here, let me make him laugh hard as shit right now, bro.
Who?
It's a fucking rock. It's a fucking rock. I don't know if you gonna see him put 100 laughing emojis. Listen, we outside, right? We young boys. We on the run for like, we ain't on the run for it, but we laying low for like a murder or something. We ain't do it, but we laying low. We laying low. You hear me?
But that was real casual, man. We was on a run for a murder. Yeah, we didn't do it,
though. That's a fact, though. That's a real fact.
No, but that shit, you made that shit seem so just like everyday shit. Yeah,
we was on everyday shit, but we couldn't be where we was comfortable at, so we had to be somewhere else. But we out there, like, it's popping, like, it's popping. But at this time, we kind of fucked up, you hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm on drought and all that. So, chill. I'm gonna let him comment. Chill, don't give him this.
No, let me hear it. Say this for the
podcast. Hold up, bro said, chill. Should I say this for the podcast? No, this story got to come out because it's funny as shit, and it happened. It happened. Shit happened.
You 34, I'm 25. I'm about to follow you after this.
Hey, fuck no. Should I give him the story?
No, folks, let him say it.
I want to see what he say. Because I was on the verge of saying, I want to see what he say. Should I give him that?
I done already gave him everything. We need you to come clean.
I'm telling you, bro. I met you, how old was I, like, probably like 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
Bro, I had a whole like 10, 11 year bullshit run before that.
But folks said you want to hear you say it. Not it wasn't. Somebody else said they want to hear you say it. Like,
go ahead,
but leave that street shit out of it.
No, all right, that's right. But I said we ain't doing that was too much anyway. But check this out, ain't no more street shit in it. After I said that, now we fucked up, right? Now, I'm on drought. Now, there's a little smoker bitch coming up the block. I'm like, damn, I want some hell. Bad as shit right now. So I'm telling her, she like, all right, I'll be back. Just give me a dime. Now, mind you, I ain't giving her no dime. Man, I ain't giving her $10. So I'm like, damn, what should I do? I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna make a dummy. So we in the house for like 5-10 minutes trying to figure out how to make a dummy, right? So I get it. I get a rock, right? A real, like a pebble. I get a pebble. I put that shit.
Listen, a baby boulder.
I put that shit in the fucking, like in a dime bag, like or a Nick bag or something. Mm-hmm. But I filled that shit with, I filled the bag with powder, right? And I wet the powder. I don't know what kind of powder I use. I probably use flour or something. But I put that shit in there and I wet it, right? And I put that shit in the freezer till that shit got hard. Bring that joint out for
my man. My man had the ready rock for her.
Listen, this is the thing, right?
He's in the kitchen whipping it.
Listen, you can't fuck with no fiend when you playing with that hard. You hear me? Listen, and this was my plan. My plan was to show her the rock.
Uh-huh.
And make her suck my dick and then just give it to her like whatever. When she ready, right? She on knees. I'm telling you, she dropped down the knees like bang. And we outside. She like in the alleyway. So she dropped right on knees, bang. Now I ain't even whip out yet. Now she like, where the rock at? I'm like, it's right here. I go like this, bro, and whip the rock out the shower, bro. Her hands was faster than Floyd Mayweather. That just says suck. I'm like, oh shit, but my hand, he snatched this shit so fast, but my hand still like this with the bag in it, but no bag in it. She like, ha! She start finessing it and shit like that. She feel it's all cold. She like, hold up. It's a rock. I'm like, yeah, it's a husky ass dime rock.
No, bitch, that new shit.
She like, no.
It's free base, really? Bitch. You got it's free base. It's not hard. It's free base. It's different. You ain't never had this before, bitch. This shit straight from Colombia. Like this ain't no cut. There's no cut in it. That's why it's hard. I ain't cutting with nothing.
Hey, you gotta tell me. Hey, bro. Look. By the way, first and foremost, it's funny as shit. Lil bro gonna grind me the fuck up for getting hit by a smoker anyway. Now, the way we pop out, I pop in and pop right back out. So now he is cracking the fuck up because he know everything done went wrong because I came out too fast. He cracking the fuck up. So I come out my way. She come out and go her way, mad as shit. Like, when I see Shay,
folks, he didn't even smash. Once she found out the rock.
No, I ain't smashing.
Once she found out the rock was fake, she didn't want to fuck with him. Yo, if this the Instagram live chat down, bro, say make sure you save this live and send it to me.
No, I ain't say I'm gonna save it and send it to you. I ain't putting that because you said the nigga name and they pull his papers out. I can't do that. Even though I know what I know.
Bro, that nigga be chilling with Mickey Mouse. He's Mickey Mouse. He be at the Mickey Mouse clubhouse. real shit. Speaking of real quick, bro, because it's a similar story. Real shit. So my other man, you don't know him, but that was my folks. He ran into a check, right? So he wanted to get some work. So Mickey Mouse like, yo, I got you. Why he go in this crib, right? You know we used to have like the walls of a sheetrock and all that shit. You know, like some of our walls used to be sheetrocked up, right?
He went
to crib. He went to crib, shaved that shit off, put it in the bag, and told my folks that he could hit the block with that. He sold him like had him like $200 of that shit, bro. He swear he was coming up. He's like, yo, I got a deal for you, bro. He went to crib, put that shit in the bag, sold that shit right to him for like $200.
That shit get you killed.
But it was smoker
was anybody like a husky smoker or something. She probably had to beat me the fuck up.
No, but that big fat.
She was mad. I'm talking about like she was in. Like, I ain't mean to play with, like, if I knew how crackheads get about that rock, I wouldn't have played with her like this.
Bro, she would have fucked around. She would have fucked around really chewed your gat. Like, she would have bit that shit off. Like,
yo, bro, listen. When I came in the, when I tell her what it hit for, and we come in the alley, I ain't talking about, like, slightly, like, get down on her knees. She dropped down on both of them at the same time. Like, boom. I know she was going to chew gat, like 1980s, she like, yeah, this is how I used to give it up in the 80s when Al Bowden was out here.
Low key, bro. That shit probably saves your life, because you gonna be bumping up for real.
Congratulations, you made it through Lumpheads Podcast.
The more toxic the relationship, the better the fucking sex is.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment.
Niggas' babe moms get fucked every day, B.
And follow Lumphead online at King Sessing Devil.
Tying meatball head, having motherfucker you.
This Lumphead motherfucker is out, bitches.
Suck my ass.